Mackey Motors pregame show continues here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman down here in Underwood joining us right now. Head football coach for the Kemper Knights, of course, and that is Ryan Steinkamp. And Coach, good to catch up with you here on this Friday evening.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me, Jeff.
You bet. It doesn't seem that long ago you and I were talking for preseason stuff. All of a sudden, we're going to be talking postseason after tonight, last night of the regular season. You guys already have a playoff berth locked up. Tonight's games could impact still seeding a little bit, but you certainly know that you're in. So is this week different than other weeks, Coach, or are you guys kind of taking this as just like any other week of the regular season?
We know we're playing a real good team in Underwood, just going off of last week against Trainer, we're really trying to work on a little more details this week. Obviously, everybody has the same goal each week. We want to come out 1-0, but really focusing on us and things that we need to improve on because we know that what we're going to see from them, how they're going to attack us and things like that. So we're really prepared on focusing the details and just working on our timing and trust and within our team.
What were the details you focused on?
A lot of it was just different reads on offense, different calls in the line. Just a little bit of some pre-snap things and take a little bit more what the defense gives us. And then, defensively, it's just working on a few reads as well, understanding situations and, just communicating with each other, the coaches, what's happening on the field and stuff. So, we watched a little more film this week. Than normal. It just could be one of the kind of dissect a little bit just to improve a little bit because this time of the year, you start to line up on practice a little bit because you want to keep guys healthy and stuff. So we worked a little bit more on, the mental part of the game.
Coach, you guys have been banged up here over the last few weeks, and it's on both sides of the ball, but it seems like it's probably impacted the skill guys offensively here a little bit more. What are you anticipating seeing against Underwood, and how much importance is it going to be for the offensive line to be able to create some gaps to get that running game going?
That's going to be huge. They're a big physical team. They fight onto the ball, so we're hoping we can catch them a few spots maybe, and we got to be able to complete some passes too to maybe soften them up a little bit. But I'm confident in our guys too. Just when they make plays, we've had things available to us all year, so we just got to capitalize on them.
Coach, DJ Vanami going to be getting the start at quarterback with Cooper Potabom out tonight. DJ's seen time in quite a few games, starts defensively for you, so shouldn't be any nerves or anything like that concerns you with him tonight.
No, he's done a great job all year. He's made some big plays. He's made some mistakes too, but I think for him it's just kind of slowing things down a little bit, processing it, because some of his really good plays this year was when he just he took his time a little bit, read things, and then was able to make a play. So one thing that we'll work on him, we'll work on him with that this week.
With him being in there, does it change up what you guys want to do offensively at all?
No, not a ton. About the only difference is we can't throw him the ball. So, we got to put another receiver in there. So, but our receivers did a good job of getting a lot of reps in and working on their craft too.
Where can you attack them with your pass game?
We hope for some shorter things, maybe – just short little passes. They'll bring some pressure. They'll bring their 3-4. They'll blitz guys in there. There's some quick windows. So we know that we gotta read them. Get the ball out quick, and try not to take sacks as well, because that something that kind of hurt us a little bit was in the last week or so was not getting rid of the ball when we need to kind of save yardage.
Coach, when you guys are on defense, your defensive line has been really good to me this year. I think they've been impressive in every game that I've seen you guys play so far this year. Going to have to be impressive tonight against an Underwood team that can throw and run the ball kind of equally well. What's the matchup look like for you guys up front with that defense?
They have a big line. Watch them on film. They don't do anything too crazy or fancy. They'll spread you out. They'll give a little bit of misdirection. But if we read our keys and do our job, and they'll try some double moves and stuff too. They'll keep stuff in front of us. And we got to fly the football and get there, because they do have good team speed and some big playmakers.
They throw and run pretty equally, 184 pass attempts on the year, 170 rushing attempts. So probably one of the rare teams you guys have seen this season that probably throws the ball more than they run it. Which one do you try to take away? Everybody tries to talk about making an offense one-dimensional. Which one do you try to take away?
You really got to be playing both. You know, just watch film. It doesn't really matter what down it is. It's kind of like, you know, they're pretty confident in themselves that they can run or pass whenever they want. So you got to kind of be ready each down for them. But, you know, obviously stopping the run is always big because, you know, if you force teams to pass, you know, you got, you know, good things to happen in your defense, and you could even knocking the ball down to give them no yardage plays. But, you know, so the run will be our focus. You know, we definitely keep our D-line and linebackers playing more the run, and then kind of our safeties and corners really focusing on the pass. So we got to make sure everybody's doing a good job and doing their role there.
You mentioned their run game. Joey Anderson, an outstanding running back. Everything I've heard from him, that he's pretty special. The senior doesn't carry it a ton, 85 carries on the year, but to just under 1,000 yards, averaging over 11 yards per carry. What type of a back is he?
He hits the hole hard. You know, he runs a lot of the running back last year from Van Meter. Just quick hitting, hits the hole hard. You're not going to get hit tackles for a loss on him. And, you know, I see him drag guys down there, so he's definitely a strong kid and fast, too.
Their quarterback as well, Alex Ravlin, completing them almost 64% of his passes for 18 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He's got a couple of guys in the Pearson kid and the Brandt kid that he really likes to throw to. You're worried? It sounds like this is a team that wants to go over the top. Are you worried more about them trying to go deep on you, or is it that they dink and dunk you to death?
You know, they definitely hit some short passes too. You know, they do a little bit of RPOs. They'll hit the bubbles and slants that are there. But, you know, watching them on film, they do a good job of setting you up for either a double move or, you know, a wheel route or a scissors. And they have good speed. So they, you know, it's definitely predetermined, I think, on those big plays. But they'll take shots. And, you know, they've shown that they can do that throughout the whole year.
Coach, your defense has been good. You've got 12 interceptions defensively on the year. John Bass leading you right now with 3 of those. How do you feel like the secondary matches up? Can you create some turnovers with the secondary tonight?
I hope so, you know, because they'll definitely throw up 50-50 balls, too. So if we stay in our zones, if we communicate, if we don't get lost in their motion, they'll motion guys quite a bit, too. I feel like, you know, if our guys have been in good position this year, they continue to show good ball skills that we should hopefully have the opportunity for a pick or two.
Coach, a win tonight opens up the door potentially for the district championship, so there's still a lot to play for. Is that something you guys are focused on, or is it more just going out and kind of working on yourselves and getting ready for the playoffs next week, and does it not matter to you right now where you guys are seated in the district?
You know, Underwood's ranked number 2 in the state, so we kind of know that this is playoff football now, so no matter whether win or lose, where we at, we know that we're going to be battle tested for them. So this game is really about, you know, us showing up, working on our we everybody set little goals for us this week. So all the players and coaches, our goal is to, you know, to hold each other accountable and to work on those things to play our best football this week. And, you know, and hopefully I think we have a chance to be successful. But if not, that we grow from it and learn from it, and we are ready to go for next week as well.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the game.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights. We're down here in Underwood. Pregame continues on Kick 106.7. Joining me on the Mackey Motors pregame will be my broadcast partner coming up, Mark Fielmeyer. Back with more football here on Kick 106.7.